Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Hi, everybody. Welcome to SWOF. I just got back from LA. I feel like I have a golf ball in my fucking throat. I can barely swallow. It hurts so bad. But you know it's a good fucking trip when you get home and you can barely swallow. Am I fucking right? LA. Some absurd shit went down while I was there. I fell in love. I went to some star-studded Hollywood parties, and I don't want to brag, but Drake was definitely there. I got flipped off by a group of girls. I stayed at a mansion, and a man in a kimono was wreaking havoc throughout the house, and I actually thought my life was in jeopardy. I haven't had a life-changing trip like this for a fucking while. I usually always talk shit on LA, but did I think about moving there for a second? Maybe. I'm going to get into all of this shit next week, but first, I have my biggest lesbian crush coming on. She hooked it up in LA. Maybe we hooked up. I don't know. Listen, find out. Let's get into it. I am here with the one and only fucking Wheezy, bitch.
This is only our second time meeting, bitch.
Is it? Why do I feel like I've known you my whole life?
Because we were like that. We have to tell people what happened after the day we met.
Okay, hold the phone. I'm here with Wheezy from Horrible Decisions. I was on their episode a while back. They were on mine, but
people loved it.
They loved it. You guys, and you should go listen to Horrible Decisions. It's actually a really good show.
Fun.
But anyways, so Wheezy, okay, tell them. I feel like we have become so close. Like, we're tight.
I know.
We are.
It happened that night.
That night.
You know what? It's funny. Like, we did the podcast. We go eat together. We have this moment where we talk about depression, crying, and how we want to kill ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then we leave and go party.
Yeah.
You're fucking nuts.
No. Me?
Y'all.
Bitch, there was a guy there. We were there for 30 seconds and you were like, I think I love him. You went and got his number. The dude. And then we looked him up and he had a fucking
domestic violence charge.
Yes. And I'm like, how did you just fucking get this guy out of all the fucking guys in this club right away to go fuck? Did you fuck him?
No, bitch. First of all, let's give some context. We leave the restaurant. We're in LES. It's like already nostalgic. Sophia gets a text message from an unknown number that's like, party in Williamsburg, da da da. She's like, let's get an Uber, let's go. I'm like, oh, whose party is it? She's like, I don't know.
Guys, a random number texted me. I had no clue who it was or who they were. We go to the party.
This guy starts talking about how he sells exotic cars. Mind you, me and Sophia are in the middle of talking about feet for whatever reason. We're high as fuck.
Yeah.
And while he comes over, you're like, can I put my feet on the Porsche?
Because I wanted to start an OnlyFans and it would just be my feet, right?
Right.
That's what we were talking about.
Only feet.
That's
the name of my first episode on the TV show.
Really?
Only feet.
We're going to talk about Wheezy's TV show. But basically, yeah, the guy came over and I was like, can I please borrow? I think it was a Ferrari for my foot shoe.
Yeah.
Is what I was saying.
He was like, oh, you can model my car with my feet?
They loved
us. Bitch, first of all, you had me at this damn party. They had no furniture. Okay. They were so happy she came in there because everybody in there, I'm not saying they were ugly. I'm just saying they weren't.
They were below a 5.
Yeah.
They were unattractive. They were. I think we can say that.
I get real loose. Like, I'll fuck a five because they're fun when I'm lit. These but not people, at that party.
These people were not.
Also,
fun.
It was given poor. Like, how you got floor to ceiling windows? Ain't no furniture in here. So then I said, and I felt so bad. I was like, so did you guys just move in?
Oh, you made a comment about it?
You don't remember?
No. What did they say? Guys, there literally was no furniture. There was one couch. Bro, and like this penthouse.
No,
shit.
It's just bachelor shit. And Sophia's like, fuck them. Let's take pictures. They hated us at this party. We drank all the liquor. We kept going in the bathroom to take selfies and whatever. And then I was like, I got a better party. So here's when I really knew. Maybe we met in another life. And I really believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like your muscle that night, and I didn't realize the magnitude of like your stardom because it's not my world.
Stop.
I'm serious. You have to know and acknowledge that shit when it happens. And one, it was your first time back in New York. People haven't seen you.
Mm-hmm.
Women coming up to you were so disrespectful. I'm not kidding, Sophia. Like, that really bothered me.
Disrespectful and in what way?
For one, the girl that came up to you had a daddy hat on.
Well, yeah, I just like recently.
And was like, Taya Zombie with me. My God, I was like, take off the hat, bitch. Then disrespectful because it was very clear you were over it. And you're so nice that you don't know what to do.
I am overly nice.
Yes. You're too fucking nice.
Mm-hmm.
Touching you. Remember I had my mask on?
Yeah.
We had a table. And they kept coming in the table.
Oh,
I was
just
like,
sitting
girl,
down. Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
the parameter, babe.
Right. Right. I actually love obviously like running into my listeners, but this girl was being like blatantly like she was just sitting there like with her boyfriend. She like wanted to bring her friends over. She's wearing the daddy hat.
I think talking about your old podcast is disrespectful because bitch, you know I ain't on this shit no more.
Yes.
Especially if you got the hat on.
Yes.
Girl, I feel like somebody came up to me talking about my ex and you know I left him.
Dude, I... That's so true.
I love James. It's yeah, like, bitch, well, I don't.
I
do you see me with his ass? No.
No, I know. I do have people come up to me and they'll say, oh my God, I love the old show. And I don't really get upset because I was a huge part of it, though.
But not when
for
you got the hat
years.
On. You are the part of it.
The hat was too much. I should have fucking put it on and taken a picture.
Girl, you
of
know,
it.
You fucking took a picture of her and I'm sitting there like your manager. I'm like, she can't take pictures right now. And Sophia's like, nah, dang it. I was so upset about it because I know what it feels like to, you know, argue with my co-host.
Yeah.
And, you know, we work really hard at our relationship, like mm-hmm. therapy and all that
you
shit.
You guys go to fucking therapy. That's insane.
Girl, we be cussing each other out in therapy. So ghetto.
That's really smart. I think that's really cool that you guys do that. Though.
We have to because mm-hmm. we make a lot of money and we need to make this shit work.
Yep.
And I think that if what happened to me, just knowing that tension transpired and having someone be in my face, like that would be hard for me.
Yeah.
But you do very well with it when you shouldn't.
Yeah. It's not hard for me because to be honest, like, I do feel like I am a part of that show. I mean, I built it. I was part of it for 2 years. And so, you know, it's a big part of my past when people are like, I mean, obviously I like it better when they say it's Sophia than F. So anyone fucking listening, if you see me.
When I say that, the brand 100% is a part of both of yours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who it belongs to now. It's 100%. Yeah. Where yeah. the IP is. That is something that was yours, right? When we think about 106 and Park, whether you guys are too young to know that or not, I think about the two hosts, AJ and Free, not the new ones. I think about who started this. It's mm-hmm. a real thing. But to me, when people really know who you are or are wearing merch and things like that, mm-hmm. I can't imagine someone bringing up their name or just being crass about it. Like, that's hard. That yeah. to me is rude. And if you keep going, you're like, why don't you go back? Someone said that to you. I was like,
wait, they did? They
you
said,
were
why don't
so
you go
fucking
back?
Lit, bro.
I was, okay, I was drunk, but I don't know, Weezy, you were fucking doing some wild ass shit as well. You were up, leg up, twerking. I have videos. I'm going to post
I have
them.
Videos. As well as I do.
You want to go video to video? Let's
no.
do it.
Do you remember when the girl threw ice at me?
For what?
You don't remember that Russian girl threw ice at me and she was like, what is problem?
Apparently we were at two different parties because like half of the shit I'm saying you don't remember and you remember my
so
shit.
So here's my thing. When I'm on drugs, mm-hmm. I get hyper aware and very defensive. It's giving a Scarface for
okay.
me.
Okay.
You're party girl, bitch.
Oh.
Where I'm like, bitch, who's fucking with us?
I'm.
That's
yes.
really what happened.
Okay, that makes sense.
But it was fun though.
The Russians, yeah. There was a group of Russians. I bought drugs from one of them. I spent just, you know, a nice $800.
How, bro? I had drugs with me.
I don't know. It looked cute. All the little vials. I was like down. He like had like a nice selection. I was like, I've heard of that drug. Like I kind of want to take it back to Utah.
Mind you, is that how we started our sisterhood?
I think so. I think that's really what it was. We met in another life. I'm telling you.
No, I think so.
The second I showed up to Horrible Decisions, I was like, oh, I love this bitch.
I felt the same way. Yes. And it's funny because I remember you were calling me like a week later, venting about something.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew how much that really was what made me feel close to you, because I could tell from how you were talking to me how much people have hurt you.
Mm.
You asked me like 10 fucking times not to say something. Please, Weezy.
Oh,
can
I
just tell you
that.
This? Da, 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 da. And I'm like, bro, like, who am I going to go to?
Oh, my God. I remember, like, and I still do that incessantly. If I say something, I'll be like, please, like, don't tell anyone. Like, and I'm obsessive about it, you know? But that's when you knew, like, we were tight.
That's when I really felt like I had a closeness to you that I couldn't explain.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you told me your story, and, like, I hate bringing it up again, but...
No, it's fine.
It really is, like, talking about how sad you were and mm-hmm. how depressed and how... I don't even see you like that. I don't think anybody sees you like that.
Yeah.
Because you're so vibrant. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
That's when you know someone has a lot of pain there. And then for you to say it 10 times after I feel like we were getting along, I'm like, oh, you just can't trust anyone. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Granted, yes, your best friend did that to you. But also, she was giving that energy like she would tell anything. I'm sorry.
I didn't know, dude. I'm so fucking oblivious
you
and naive.
Are.
This shit. I know. I need to like stop.
You need a...
therapist or what?
I don't know. You just need a muscle friend that will like always like you need a
can I hire you? No.
I have
damn,
too many
you're too
jobs.
Successful. I can't fucking afford you at all.
I have too many jobs. But I'll do it for you if you want me to.
Thank you.
We run into each other in something.
That night we just completely bonded. And when I just said you have 20 jobs, let's talk about your show. What's
okay.
going on? I guess Weezy's on TV now. She's that type of bitch.
Girl, I can't wait to tell every... Bro, if my food is taking too long at Chipotle, I'm like, excuse me? I have a fucking TV show.
Louder for the people in the back. That's...
I have a fucking TV show.
You and turned into a cunt, basically is what
my
you're saying.
My voice gets more whiter and whiter. Like, I'm in LA so much. I'm like, what do you mean you don't have oat milk? Are you kidding me, bitch? So...
Me last night, by the way, not guys, this is a complete side note. Last night I was super drunk. I was trying to meet up with Weezy and I was crying to her about how I had to wait in a line to get into a club.
I can't believe you had to wait in a line, bitch.
I don't do that shit.
I'm sorry.
Is that snobby of us to say?
No. Here's the thing. You know your demo and I know mine. Bitch, if I go to Atlanta and I gotta wait in line, hell no. If you're asking for pictures with me, and I got to wait in line? No.
No.
This is your demo in LA.
I know.
Bitch, there's no way. At Poppy?
No, listen.
But you remember Chanel West Coast? She went off on a security guard. We all did. At Poppy and it was on TMZ.
Saying what?
She was like, fuck y'all. Don't nobody want to get in here. I hate her voice so much.
Her laugh. I mean, it's her fucking laugh.
No, it's her self. I'm sorry.
We'll cut her name out.
I just want
us because we love you.
Do we really have to?
No, we don't. We can
no,
absolutely keep it
I don't
in.
Like when people do black sense, bro.
I'm just a
it's
little
so
bit
unnatural.
Under fire right now. I think you forgot.
Okay, well, ask
her
Bitty.
Saying names.
I don't like her black scent. It's too much. How you gotta always talk like this?
How do a black scent? I've never fucking heard that. That's hilarious.
So the term black scent, it's like slang for when someone who isn't black, and granted, of course, black people don't speak a certain way, white people don't speak a certain way, but it's when you try to take this whole hood persona and it's just weird. Also, like, it's funny. I had a conversation with you about you recently when someone was like, you're always talking shit about white girls, but you love Sophia. I was like, oh, because Sophia doesn't fake the funk.
Fuck no.
There's certain white women that totally switch their shit up. I have white girls that start calling me sis or bit or they
oh,
do this.
They like switch up their fucking personality to like.
Yeah. And they'll do
you.
This head movement shit with me. I don't like that shit, bro. Like, especially when I take you around other black people, like, please
right.
don't fucking embarrass me. Girl,
I probably don't
there
do
There can
it.
Only be one of us.
I probably don't do it because I am the epitome of Valley girl.
I know.
Can you imagine me trying?
Can you imagine me trying the black scent?
No.
Oh, I
but
would.
I hope you never.
I never fucking would.
Thank God.
I don't feel the pressure. Like, I'm just going to be myself. That's fucking.
But that's like the thing when you're comfortable in who you are, and you and I are both on that self-deprecating shit all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, you can just be who you are.
Yes.
Matter of fact, actually, when that person said that, I was like, first of all, she's Argentinian.
Oh, really? Oh, when the person was like, oh, but you fuck with Sophia.
I was like, hold on, she's Latina.
I am, though. Latinx.
Thank God.
People fucking forget that. Like,
because we can't hear it.
Granted, like, Argentina and Spain, where my parents were born and raised, like, my mother's first generation.
Maybe it's the Utah. Because your mom is Latina as fuck.
Have you heard her accent?
Yes.
But, like, I don't give off the Latinx vibe. I actually get shit about it. I've seen people write, like, why don't you embrace those roots more? And I am like, I do. I'm super proud of it. How do I not embrace it? It's annoying.
So I've heard this when, so I'm black and Israeli, but people will say to me like, oh, you don't talk about Judaism at all or Israeli shit. I'm like, bro, like I grew up with a black mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't really connected to that part of my family. So it's not like I'm shunned from it.
Right.
I just don't have it in me. You can't fake the funk. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, if you're not growing up speaking Spanish all the time or like back and forth to Argentina, mm-hmm, or like connecting with that part of your family, it's hard.
I mean, Spanish actually was my first language.
That sounds like a goddamn lie.
No, I swear
I believe
God.
You.
And I think.
But I can't.
I think that is why I speak the way I do, because going to school, Spanish was my first language.
It.
I had to learn. And I swear to God, I would watch TV. And I swear I picked up that accent. Also,
dude,
Utah, though.
I have another podcast called For Fact's Sake, where me and a comedian run down a bunch of facts. And his voice is so distinct. And he says Spanish was his first language. And he learned English from news anchors.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. That is why I talk like
a fucking... So you
like
watched what? The Hills?
The Hills.
Clueless,
the Disney
for
Channel.
Sure.
The Disney
it's giving
Channel.
Cher.
What?
It's giving Cher.
Cher vibes. Clueless.
100%.
I am her.
Should we talk about dick or something?
No, I want to talk about your show.
Oh my God. So Sex Sells is a show I created where we basically talk about the entrepreneurs that make money from sex without having it. And to me, that was very important because the premise of Horrible, what a lot of people don't know, Mandy
your
and
podcast.
I, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We started because we were two corporate women talking about sex. And we thought it was going to be great to be the 9-to-5 girls that talked about sex. You were that 9-to-5
yep,
girl. Your
yep,
co-host at the time wasn't. But I didn't mean that in a shady way. But
no.
Like, you could have made it marketed that way too, right?
Yeah.
Because when you're working a 9-to-5 and you're like coming in with the same clothes, you have the dick spit in your hair, like that kind of smell.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that is really relatable and real.
It
but
is.
We can't talk about. So not only did I have that part of the business acumen and learning about it, but I really wanted to highlight sex workers in a way. Just because they don't fuck for money, I mean, doesn't mean they aren't sex workers. And it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be credited as entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. So what are they doing? If they're not fucking, like, what are the types of things that they're doing?
So each episode, I basically highlight two businesses in a certain genre. So let's say the episode's education. So we meet people that teach courses about sex. So it could be a phone sex operator. That's my personal favorite. I had my mom do it with me.
Oh my God.
Oh, it was so funny. She was really good. She was,
your mom?
Her black
what
ass
type
said,
of shit?
I want your cock. I was like, oh!
No way.
Dude, it was bad. She was too good. Then one of my favorites was the sex toy episode too, where me and my best friend Vinny, I basically molded his dick in a tube, Clona Willy. Mm-hmm. And then I talked to the Clona Willy company. There's another episode where I met with a financial dominatrix who doesn't fuck for money. She just basically takes pay pigs money. A lot of people have seen that reference in Euphoria. Remember when
yes,
she was like draining
yes.
wallets? And also she teaches people how to do it on Patreon. But I mean, these men and women make so much money just in the adjacent world.
Right.
And we do too.
I was just going to ask you, like, you, the way that we talk about sex so openly, you would say that that's like a type of sex work.
I think we're sex educators. I believe that. Whether it's...
whether it's good education, I don't know, but...
Like, when I'm talking about chlamydia...
Have you had that?
Girl, anyway... So, you know, the antibiotics in Mexico, they're only $4.
Really?
I bought a bunch for friends and I gave them away as gifts.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes, I did. I was like, what can I get? Amoxicillin.
I'm jealous. I would get Xanax for my friends. I feel like that would be a really
good thing. The Xanax is
gift.
Actually like a hot ticket item.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to get the cheap shit.
Oh, got it.
But no, we are. You know what I mean? Like, there's something that people have learned from you that they didn't know before.
Mm-hmm.
There's learning experiences we have. And that's sex ed, really. We're just the unofficial sex educators, but this is a new school shit. And speaking of new school shit, I really felt like what I did with that show. First of all, it's the first business show ever hosted by a Black woman.
Wow.
There's been shows like that were digital maybe, but never on cable.
Wow.
And it's about sex, which makes it even more salacious.
Mm-hmm.
But the show is about business. And we all know you don't necessarily need a degree to be a millionaire anymore. You don't have to have, you know, the suit on to make that money. And it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can be the girl who is online talking about, yeah, you're a piece of shit, fuck you, send me $5,000, yeah, and you'll make it. These are real jobs. Not only that, they have to figure out how to do SEO work, market themselves,
right,
take electronic payment safely.
They're running a business.
Crowdfunding platforms. Mm-hmm. Like, it's real business.
Yeah.
Making your LLC, tax preparations. Like, one thing I learned, a dungeon, a sex dungeon, I've always wondered how that was legal.
What is that?
It's an acting studio.
It's an acting studio.
Basically, when you visit a sex dungeon, you are role playing in an acting role. That is the division or sector of the business. It's not sex, quote unquote, related. And they're not fucking in the dungeon.
They're not fucking.
No, it's a lot of domination shit or like certain things. But yeah, a great episode I did. I don't know if you've heard about NSFW. They're known as like the Soho House of Sex Clubs because of the membership and the community. But with NSFW, we take a camera, we go in there and we basically film what it's like to be in a sex club. And so many people wonder what it's like. And
tell us.
I sat with a couple on the bed. I asked them about what they wanted to have come from this. And, you know, they worked in healthcare. Like, it's people that are normal that you think aren't. I went in the shower that fits six people. And he's like, yeah, that's where we do our golden showers. And people get pissed on. And, you know, they come in for that. We do certain nights for the party. But
wow,
this is a real business. And what was cooler about it is I always thought sex clubs were illegal. He said it was legal. And it is, because he's charging tickets to an event where sex is not promised. These are consenting adults that do
it.
They're like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rule against selling tickets to a party where people will fuck.
So it's legal.
Yes.
So then why is and I know brothel is the most outdated fucking term, but like, why are those things
not
legal?
So brothels are illegal because selling your body for money is illegal.
But what if you just say it's not promised?
Well,
but I might.
That's why escorting sites exist.
Mm.
So escorts promise their time and maybe you'll fuck, maybe not. That's why escorts get away with it. And why Craigslist and Backpages, they would get taken down all the time because people were actually explicitly saying this is the dollar amount for what you'll get.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have seen terms like 200 roses instead of $200.
Right.
Like, people would try to use that stuff. But what's sad about what's happened with Backpage and all of that is a lot of these girls were able to share a community, and mainly women, but they were able to share a community of clients.
Mm-hmm.
So like, let's say that we're both escorts and mm-hmm. you're in New York. You're like, have you been with this guy before? And I could be like, no, but let me see if anyone's seen him. And if they have, and they're like, hey, he's really rough, or he may not pay you, or he'll do this. It's safety. And so now,
they took back pages away, right?
Right. But a lot of those websites where you can cross-reference were really helping sex workers. And it's fucked up the game. There's an increase in human trafficking because of it. I mean, it's fucked up. Sesta fucked a lot of shit up. And I don't want to quote it too much because it's definitely like something I'm not super sure about. But what I know is because they've made all these laws hunkering down on sex workers, it's increased human trafficking, put women on the streets where street walking is more of a risk.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it sucks.
Yeah.
So what I really liked about this show is it did talk about the safety risks, if any. But even there was things like, I went to my waxer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's doing vajayshals and shit like that. This is all for sex.
Right.
No one's doing this if you aren't getting fucked, let's be real.
Right.
Maybe they are, but they probably not.
So, and you would say she's a sex worker.
She's not a sex worker, but she makes money from sex without having it. 100%.
Okay.
She waxed me on camera. That was crazy. I did naked yoga. Bro, I got crazy.
No. Did they blur out your tits and shit or no?
They did, but they were really good. My camera guy like used like a little leaf to put over me. Girl, my pussy was open the whole season. Charlamagne was in an episode, right? And he's my partner, aka boss, right? He cuts my check. But like, I did an OnlyFans shoot for my feet where they were like putting oil on me and shit.
Uh-huh.
And I basically asked him if it was okay. And he was like, Lizzy, no.
Why?
He was like, you don't have to do this.
He's like, you don't have the feet for it. I know what you're about to say.
So then we bring an OnlyFans girl in there and she's like telling us how it works. And like, with the audience, you really learn like, oh, this is a business. She's like, these are the colors that people like. This is what I have to get. This is how I make the videos look. Like,
yes.
And it's real fucking work, bro.
Right. Right.
The way that these influencers have to sell their fucking shit, it's the same shit.
I was just going to say influencers, people think it's not work. It is a total
whore for likes.
You are. It is fucking work. It's a lot of work.
But it really felt like you were in this secret world. And I think what it's going to do is really help people understand anybody who has a business. You mm-hmm. will learn something from this show.
Wow.
It was just helping people understand that this is real work mm-hmm. and that these people aren't beneath you.
Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and wider with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. Or a treadmill, for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Have you interviewed any OnlyFans girls yet?
Not yet.
I have to give you some.
Oh, yes, I have. I had Lena the Plug. She has an OnlyFans. I love Lena.
Yes. I've had her on, too.
I love her.
So I didn't talk to Lena explicitly about money. I had her and Adam on. But I interviewed a girl named Miss B Nasty, and I think she said something like she pays $80,000 to $100,000 a quarter or some shit.
What does that mean?
For taxes on OnlyFans. So OnlyFans, the site takes 20%, and then you have to pay taxes on top of that. Like, this is a lot of money from pussy.
Right.
And if pussy could be legal, it could be safer. We wouldn't mm-hmm. have as many women dying, getting kidnapped.
We wouldn't be getting exploited financially.
Hello.
Wow. We need to start a fucking movement.
Like what?
I don't know. Don't fucking free the pussy.
Free the pussy. FTP. You down with FTP?
Yes.
You know me.
I completely agree with that. I think it's completely outrageous. I remember I was with my boyfriend at the time, and we hired 2 girls off back pages. So that must have been, they must have stopped back pages like recently.
This was like the 5 years
ago.
No, it was the last few years. It was around Trump.
Okay.
But no, I mean, I really encourage sex work for couples that want to have threesomes.
Mm-hmm.
Because for one, I think a lot of people that are doing threesomes are amateurs at it. They don't really know how to make the women feel safe, make sure you're getting the Ubers home and doing certain things you need to. But I think it makes sense to hire escorts to do this job because one, they're good at it. 2, it's a less
likely. You can trust it.
Yeah. And you don't have to worry about her trying to fuck your boyfriend after because girl, she just wants the money.
That's, oh my fucking God. I've never thought about that.
Oh my God,
it's
so much better.
Listening wants to try a threesome, absolutely hire someone.
Why wouldn't you do this? If you're going to get your hair done,
mm-hmm.
are you going to go to someone that cuts hair sometimes and is a cute guy? No. Like, yeah, I did my own. No.
No, but the thing is, I think free the pussy, that sex work should be legal. What I don't like is don't fake your fucking pictures. You can get away with it on Instagram. That's fair. Fine. But if I'm going to fuck you, you need to look like your picture.
What'd they look like?
Easy.
No.
I'm saying two different people showed up to my house is what I'm saying.
Are you Caramel Sunshine? What the fuck?
I'm like, no. I think there was a fucking mix up. They ended up, I think, just having sex with one of my friends that was there instead.
Oh, that's convenient. Honestly, like, I had a little bit of horror phobia, like, I feel like when I was younger, because we all want men to look at us like, isn't it crazy how guys want this virgin girl who has a great pussy just tight enough, but also is bisexual but won't do it with anyone but you?
Everyone talks about how men want, like, the virgin girl that, like, hasn't had that much sex. Not the men I've dated. The men I've dated could give two shits.
No, they
like
want how you to many people I fuck. Dicks.
They want me to be a whore.
Yeah, I love it so much.
That's like what they want. Do you have baby fever at all?
All the time. I want a baby
you
in 3 years.
You do? 3 years.
Bro, Mandy said the other day, Mandy, for anyone who's listening doesn't know, is my co-host. We were in the studio and I was talking about having a baby. She was like, bitch, no, because we got to be torn. We have amazing live shows and can't wait to get back on the road. We've done so many cities and we stopped in the middle of it because of COVID. And when I said I wanted to have a baby, she looks at me like, bitch, what? I was like, don't worry, I'll get on stage.
No.
But like, no. I mean, that's why I'm transitioning into so much production type shit and different type of work. Because I know I want a family.
Yeah.
Not saying that I don't still want to be a hoe. Like, I don't give a fuck about talking about shit like this with a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Ali Wong did it and she's great.
I don't care about that shit either. But that's so funny you say that. When I told my team, I was like, guys, I'm like, checking out babies. But like, I want a kid. I'm like starting to feel, I'm having full on baby fever. My team goes, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, we need to get paid. We need to get paid. That's how they respond. And they were like, how are you going to like be doing what you're doing with a baby and blah, blah, blah.
I don't think you can do it yet because
why?
And this is fucked up to say, not trying to say women can't do both.
Say it.
I think there's going to be something. No, I think you're going to have an elevation that may not happen if you have a baby too soon.
Yes, I agree with that.
There's something next.
I agree.
I don't know what it is.
I can feel it. There's something big.
Me
though.
Too. I don't know what it is, but when it happens, you just need a little more time alone.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And after that, pop that baby out.
No.
Mine is happening right now.
What do you mean?
Like my elevation, I'm feeling it. Like the money I'm making.
Oh, yeah, you're having.
You know,
like,
I have a new job I can't announce yet. Like,
ooh, yes.
Bitch, after that, I'm telling you, I am turning into a Karen.
Please,
do I have to slap you with my wallet? I'm going to be a bitch.
You're going to be such, you're already acting like a bitch now.
I am.
Yes, you just said like when I'm in LA, I do this shit and.
Maybe I said it in private.
No, you said it earlier.
Oat milk.
The oat milk, like imagine now you're going to be. Times 10.
When I was on my flight, this is when I knew I was doing too much.
You're going to be like J-Lo and be like, you're not allowed to look me in the eyes.
Please, like just down.
Yeah.
I told them, I was like, I need to put my garment bag somewhere. And she's like, what do you mean? I was like, I know there's a closet here.
You told who this?
The stewardess. There's a closet in first class. I had a garment bag. And she's like, I don't know if we can do it because you're in comfort. I was like, honey, I'm filming.
No,
like there's little things that have happened, like the more money I make that make me want to throw up. Like when I started saying stuff about my cleaning lady, not bad. I'm just like, no, my cleaning lady is coming.
Like, in what way?
Just like when people would be like, oh, like, do we need a coaster? My cleaning lady is kind of not an idea.
Oh, like when you said that. Dude, anytime I say anything about a cleaning lady, I feel like a cunt.
Oh.
Just even to my cleaning lady, I'm like, I'm sorry for existing. Like, I feel so bad that you're here. I apologize.
I was judging you when you had an assistant write me an email.
Oh,
and
my God.
And now look at me.
I know.
You know what it is? We're middle of the road money. Let me tell you why. You have enough money to do whatever you want, but you talk like you got money, like your goddamn Beyonce. That's what people in our caliber are doing.
Yes.
It's happening to me.
Yes.
I'm tired of my shit.
But also, you know what it is? Oh, people are going to fucking hate this part. I have experienced very wealthy things, not because I am, but just like with friends or men or whatever. And I've flown private before, and because I got a taste of that, like I'm jaded as fuck.
I know.
And then I have to come back down to earth and realize.
But you
like,
know what?
Sophia,
that's not true, Sophia, because even if at a different level, right? When you're younger, you fuck guys with no car, you fuck that one guy with a car, and you're like, oh, you all gotta have a car. Then you fuck a guy that's taking you places like this, then you always wanna eat like this. It's not easy to go back. Mm-hmm. And if we're being real, that's what we all want. And this isn't always relatable for some. I think the dope thing about us making jokes and talking about shit like this is like, I'm not saying I started from that bottom. But I definitely had a regular job. I was fucking overdrafting. Like, we're women that do this fucking work.
I was a waitress. Like, I've done all the things, you know?
Yeah.
And now I treat waiters like shit.
No, you don't, girl.
I'm kidding. I would never. I would never, ever.
That is the one thing to me. So
you won't date a guy that does that shit.
Absolutely not. I don't fuck with people that do that. We had a conversation off the mic where we talked about humility and acknowledgement. And we talked about it on the episode where you came on. And we talked about, you know, your old situation. And I said, people don't lose anything from giving others the credit that's due and from acknowledging their work. And I think that when I see people treat waste staff like shit, I'm like, oh, you're that type of person. And like, I don't think anyone is beneath me. Waitresses make mad fucking money. I could lose everything tomorrow. My voice could go away and then I will have nothing.
Yes.
Right. So I think we all need to know and understand, like, everybody is playing field and equal.
I feel the exact same way.
We have to.
Yes.
But you know what? That's why people do love you.
Why?
I think that you do exude that a little bit. Like, no, you're not the average girl that listens to your show. The average girl doesn't have maybe a Chanel bag or a nice watch or a famous podcasting career, right? Mm-hmm. But when you can speak to people like you know where they're coming from because you've been there, you're still that girl. Like, that's what feels good.
Yes. I mean, when I say...
As a listener.
Yes. When I say making money changes you, like, I'm still the exact same bitch. I am the exact same Sophia.
No, it changes your taste.
10 years ago, you just get a little less patient. Like, that's it.
Skims. What can I tell ya? It really is just that good. I can't fight it. I can't deny it. All I can do is hop on board and share with the people I love, aka my family and you guys, the perfection that is Skims. Like, Kim K just knows her shit, and she's really proved it with Skims. Every single item I have tried has been the best I've ever tried in that category. Like, whether it's underwear, loungewear, their famous t-shirt bras, Kimberly Kardashian, she just knows clothes, especially when it comes to the basics. My Skims cotton jersey t-shirt, probably the most worn item of clothing from my closet right now. The fit is insane. It snatches me right at the waist. And I mean, I've washed this thing over 100 times, but the stretch and the shape, it still stays. I have it in the color Kyanite, which is this kind of earthy blue toned color. But really, I need it in every goddamn color because it is a staple in my wardrobe. I can lounge in it, which I do all the fucking time, wear it to a recording, or I could pair it with a baggy pant and heels and a little purse and look like the cutest thing ever for a night out. So you guys, shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. It means a lot to me and helps me so much. And with that, love you, Sleuths. Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salute's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town, and we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salute religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salute knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalude.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salute.
Oh my God, would you hook up with me?
Yeah.
You would?
In your mind.
Are you a top or a bottom?
Definitely a top. For you, say, I would be a top.
Do people say top bottom for two women?
Sometimes. Bro, one time you called me with your boyfriend and I was like, oh, he's cute.
No. Dude, I've asked him 50 times if he would ever do that shit. And he's like,
a threesome?
Yes. And he's like, not into it at all. Zero.
Why?
He was like, one girl's enough. But I mean, he might just be like saying that shit to me because like.
How's his dick?
It's great. It's best sex ever.
That's why you want to share it.
Best sex.
You are a good person.
I would share it.
I'm the same way.
Absolutely. You'd be the first fucking bitch I would share
I'm
with.
I'm the type of girl to suck a dick
and
be like.
I think we would have a better hookup just the two of us. Oh my God. There's like sexual tension right now.
They turn the air off. Everybody always asks me or like writes me, but also I'm like always egging it on when I posted this yesterday. Uh-huh. People are like, eat her pussy tonight.
Wait, about me? That's so fucking funny. Now we have to do it.
We have to do an episode about it after it happens.
Oh, yeah.
That has to be behind a paywall.
You guys have to pay $25 to listen to that one.
That should be our first OnlyFans release.
Oh, my God. Would you ever start an OnlyFans?
With you, we can call me mommy.
But just our me, call me mommy.
Bitch, that's my shit. I love somebody to give me like a daddy name or like a mommy name. Like, I don't know why. I'm just.
You like that.
Only when women do it.
Really? But so if we were hooking up, would you want me to be like, mommy? I said like a baby.
Yeah.
Mommy.
Maybe just don't talk.
I will. I'll be dead silent. Trust me.
I don't know. It's
that's how I fuck. I'm dead silent.
I've like had girls, I'm realizing what I'm saying, call me daddy before. But. The mommy thing was new for me. And I was like, oh, she is like really about her feminism.
Oh my fucking God.
It was good.
I would be into the mommy thing because honestly, when I think about like hooking up with a girl, I want to hook up with an older woman, like a MILF.
Really?
That's a fantasy to me.
Who's in your top? Like celebrity fuck?
Kendra Lust. You know that porn star.
Yes.
But just like a MILFy woman who is just like, let's go.
You have to have Lisa Ann on your podcast.
I do.
She did Horrible Decisions and is she in her 50s? Yeah. But she was so attractive and she kept touching me and had so much sexual energy.
Wow.
I thought I was going to be judging her age, just frankly. And it was like, I didn't feel anything from it. Like I didn't even remember her age. She was so attractive and so sexy. And I think that when you have it, you have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's the J-Lo in it. Like, that's yes. Who else? Demi Moore has it, too. We were talking about her.
Demi Moore has it.
She has a sexual energy.
Sexual energy. I mean, a basic one, Megan Fox, I feel like, has that.
But she's not that old.
True. Okay, you're saying like older women.
I'm trying to think old.
Meryl Streep. Just kidding.
Meryl.
No.
Boss bitches talk about what they want like that. Because, mm-hmm. and I don't know if you can relate, but like when I wasn't doing too great, I kind of take whatever you give me.
Uh-huh.
Some good dick and a dinner.
Yes.
But now I've got certain requirements that I need from men. And it's not necessarily saying whether it be salary, whatever, but things that I need from them.
Uh-huh.
Respect, certain values, the way they need to treat me.
I think it's also an age thing too.
Yes.
Like as you get older, it's like, no, this is what I need, you know?
I told a guy once, I fucked him like late night and then he called me again late night. I was like, look, I gave you that one time, but that was it. This isn't going to be a continual 2 a.m. thing. If you want to call me and get to know me and see me and take me out, whatever, I'll let you know when I want some dick, but you ain't about to be calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning. And he was super nice about it. He was like, yo, my bad. I didn't really catch the vibe. He was in New York again the next week and asked to take me out to dinner. And
he knew
I was going to suck his dick, but he put some food in front of me. But I had a great time talking to him that night. And we talked about connecting later. So, like, if we stood by that, do it again next time you see me.
See, this is
And also, you know the caliber of woman I am.
Yeah.
You talk to me for hours.
Mm-hmm.
So don't treat me like some bitch you just met online.
Right.
Just have a little more class than that.
See, I, like, disagree with that. Like, when I think about these things, I think that for the first few months of fucking around with a dude, you should act like you do not want to date him and you don't care that he's calling you at 2 a.m. shit.
But you have to cut it out. If you don't like it, they'll get used to it.
But I feel like you can't. I don't think you should tell men you're interested in a guy, though. Want right away.
Why?
Because it's like we're
having
fun.
We got to take a poll on this.
To me, it's like we're just having fun for the first 3 months.
But so what if you don't want to just have fun?
Like, I think in order to manipulate men and not scare them off, like we shouldn't be catering this to men. Are my nipples out?
No,
oh, my boobs fall out of this all the time.
Maybe I was looking at it.
Oh, I'll show you though.
I'm like, whatever were you saying?
But but I think, and we shouldn't be catering shit to men, but it's just the toxic advice I give. Like, I think men instinctively think every single girl is trying to get married and get pregnant. And so you should give off the vibe for the
That's first super chill. I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
That you don't want to date and you're just having fun.
So I'm going to meet you in the middle of the road with this one because I do agree with you.
Okay.
My most serious relationship, Old Bay, you know, still with him, dating him, or non-monogamous. He's in his 40s. Mandy named him that.
That's
but
so funny.
He's not that old. But basically, it was very casual in the beginning. And literally, we almost, like, I broke it off because I realized he was a little too casual with me. I'm like, look, it's been a few months now. You came to Thanksgiving. You're my man. And if you don't want to be my man, then I can't fuck you anymore. Because this just isn't cutting it for me. I'm too invested. Sorry. It's like the situationship, the undefined lines. You're too old for this shit. And so am I.
How long were you guys, like, dating?
I think that was about 4 or 5 months.
Okay, see, that's fair.
But I will say, the thing about like the 2 a.m. calls, I do believe you need to show men how they need to treat you a little bit. I'm still going to fuck you. I'm not the bullshit. Oh my God, 3 days, 3 months or whatever. Like,
oh,
no.
No.
But like, if I want certain things from a man, I'm going to ask for them. Like, I always do think you should ask. Maybe not be too serious. Like, you can't be talking to anyone else, but like, no, I don't want that guy.
I want to go to dinner.
Yeah.
Like that type of shit.
I'm still second D.
I fucking love that when you're in a situation. I've been there too with a dude and it's like he was using me so hard and I was like so in love with him. He was like this sexy surgeon and he was just using my pussy like 100%, but I was in complete denial and like I would make little boundaries for myself or like for myself or rules and I'd be like, no, but we have to go to dinner. And then he knew I'd be fucking him after dinner.
But like, I mean,
Sophia, just because you made him take you to dinner does not mean he fucking is going to date you, you dumb bitch.
But to be honest, though, I do think if you need that,
mm-hmm.
I genuinely need that.
So even if
I
you
can't
know
have
he's
a guy
just
come over and fuck, maybe like late and late, whatever. I have to be fucked up. But like, I really don't like
That's
when
true.
Dudes, I need a little bit of like whining and dining. When I get pretty, when I put on an outfit, put some makeup
That's
on,
true.
I feel sexy. Like I like the flirting. I actually need that shit.
Yes.
But if you don't, then don't.
Then don't.
Because some people don't like wasting their time or maybe they'll get too emotionally involved.
Yeah.
But I only told him that because I really felt like I needed it. So we go to dinner. He takes me to Nobu. And I'm like rolling my eyes when we get there. And he was like, oh, is this not good enough for you? I was like, I feel like you took me to the fucking spot that was like, where can I take this bitch? Because she's been complaining.
Yes.
And he said like, yo, he's like, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I don't need a girl right now or anything like that. Plus, I got shit going on.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, but like, I'm not mad at it. He was like, I know you just can't have like dudes coming in and out your house like that. He was like, I get it.
So he basically was like, I can't be serious right now. But
yeah, he was like, but this I like. I just appreciated how he acknowledged me. He said something along the lines of like, I understand you would take yourself to Nobu. You would take yourself to eat certain things. You want me to do it because you know I'm going to get that pussy later than I will. I was like, girl, second dick in the car. In the car. I love when men let me know.
Nobu, though. It was the Nobu.
Black people love taking it. No, I'm serious, Sophia. Black people take you to these places. If they're like, they're going to take you to Catch, STK, they're going to take you to a Nobu, okay, Tao.
Those are like the spot. That's white people too.
No.
White people do that shit too.
Girl, niggas love doing this. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because Future said it. Remember in Jumpman, Nobu, Nobu, Nobu.
Yes.
They love doing that shit.
Yes.
No, white guys, they will take me into a French restaurant, a little like Le Petit Boutou.
Okay.
They'll take me
like
into
an underground little like cutesy spot.
But like, they are gonna, especially the industry dudes, they're like, I'm gonna take you somewhere.
Oh, well, the industry people, like, absolutely.
Oh, you have to be seen in this outfit, bitch. That's really what it is. He was like, where you wanna go catch steak? I was like, no, I'm doing fish right now.
Dude, but he must have said that in like a very careful way, because like if I went on a date with a dude and he like laid that out, like I'm not looking for something serious, like just so you know, I think I would kind of be offended. Like, what makes you think I want something serious? You know what I'm saying?
I think he said that because
you're like, I want a baby.
I mean, you take me to dinner.
Yeah.
He probably watched my stories and me like, oh, every baby. But I think he did it because he wanted to be transparent too, right? He's in his late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was like, you know what? Before it gets somewhere,
yeah,
like, let me let her know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me what I wanted. He was like, you made me take you to dinner. Mm-hmm. So like, what you need from me? I was like, I don't need anything from you.
Right.
But I want to fuck you some more, but I can't do this like you're showing up to my crib type shit. Like,
I agree with that.
I'd rather get to know the person I'm fucking.
Me too.
So.
100%.
I like what you said, though, about not putting the pressure on, mm-hmm, because I think there needs to be a fine line of women knowing and understanding that you can lay it on way too hot and heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only speaking in terms of how I feel like I need to be treated, and I don't want someone to just feel like they can be in and out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But if you like that, it doesn't make me feel whole. I got to be honest too about what doesn't make me feel good.
Right. I also think like with different men, like for the most part, I do need that wine and dine thing, but like I've had a dude that I'm thinking about particularly. And like this dude, all I wanted to do was like get in, get out, fuck. Like he had like this vibe. Yes.
Why is it like that?
That they have the best dick?
God, you know what Lisa Ann said?
What?
She said, we were joking about broke dick. She's like, sometimes I see a guy who's broke with a big dick. I'm like, you don't even need a job.
It's
Let this be your job.
It's broke true.
Dudes they fuck the shit out of you.
Because they have to.
They do.
They
but
have
them,
to.
I don't expect. Y'all don't need you to take me anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't. Do you but want an also, Uber, babe?
But also, rich dudes are like jaded by pussy. So then the
they can fuck anybody they want.
And then the broke dudes are like, oh, like I need to like really give this girl, like I need to do, this I need to go
you
down
need,
her
You need like
hour.
A bank teller. Somebody in the middle. I'm for real. Give me like a just in the middle.
You guys can go to a really nice dinner like once a month.
Maybe you gonna go on your vacation.
Uh-huh.
Not once a month, Sophia.
Once a week? Do you go on dates with women too? Or you just like to fuck them?
Not since my ex-girlfriend. I fuck a lot of girls since my ex, but like that was enough. So I was in love with someone. I had someone who was in love with me that was not fit to be in my life.
Mm-hmm.
One, it wasn't because he made less. Like Mandy would make some jokes about him because she was like, girl, because he broke. It really wasn't that. It was that he couldn't understand me excelling. And
oh, interesting.
Do you remember when Deborah wears Prada where we thought the whole time Anne Hathaway was a bitch?
Yes.
To her boyfriend?
Yes. Yes.
She
yes.
really wasn't.
She wasn't at all.
She was really climbing. She was getting what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And he made her feel like she wasn't doing it.
Because she would fucking come home late. Like looking back on that movie, like that's insane.
I feel the same way. And I think that we had this idea back then that now we're more open to. But that's how he made me feel. He would talk about other women that had different jobs that weren't as on the go as me.
Right.
We would talk about family. He'd be like, no fucking way you can be like touring with my kid with you. Like, we need to be home. We need to be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, you'll be with me, but this is what we'll be doing. Like, he was very unhappy with my ideals. I want a family
right.
and a white picket fence and all that shit too.
Mm-hmm.
I just know I could buy the fence, your mama's fence, and everybody else's next door.
Yes.
That's what I need.
Yes.
Intrinsically, I need that for my own ego.
Yep.
It makes that money security is very important to me.
Me too.
But with him not even acknowledging that I could do that was very hard. But he was so in love with me. And it really made me feel like I wouldn't meet another man that was.
But like when you look back on like your relationships, do you still feel like a bond to them? Like how you just said with this, with your
not all of them,
girlfriend.
But with people that are important, you always will. And our relationship has to change.
I feel that. Is there something wrong with me?
No, maybe you haven't met those soul partners yet, the soul ties.
My ex-boyfriends, I'm trying to think, I don't.
And were they bad to you?
Well,
that's the thing.
Probably most of them.
When someone's been bad to you or disloyal or done something to hurt you, no. We had an amicable breakup. Like, okay, we can't give each other what we want.
Yeah.
It's like a friend breakup. Like, yes, I'm fucking you, but still, like, I talk to you every day.
True.
You know, I want to tell you funny shit, but like, now I'm not going to lie, it's hard. I'd be trying to be respectful, but she look good.
But are you in a relationship right now?
Yeah, we're not monogamous.
Oh.
I actually don't talk about him on my show anymore.
Why? You got pissed?
No. Like, when Mandy got a boyfriend on the show, people were really shitty about it because she couldn't stop talking about him. And whereas she did talk about him a lot, she was just very in love and mm-hmm. feeling that love and hadn't felt that feeling before.
And people probably want you guys to like be single and out fucking.
Right. And I was like, oh, I'm just done talking about relationships because hers was so much more polarizing than mine. And I was like, nah, I just don't want to bother. Plus, I fuck other people. So I just talk about the other people now. Because, like, the shit is exciting.
Yeah,
and,
it is.
And also, like, you know, damn, I'm so honest with you. You do a good job.
Thank you.
Look at you sliding them in. My life is changing a lot. And he is very supportive of my life, understands it. He's older. Like, he gets it. He's been on the go with me, too. But I think you kind of start to see, like, oh, I do need to open myself up a little bit more. If I'm really non-monogamous, I need to lean into the shit. And I'm enjoying the relationships I have with different people too. Like they're fulfilling me in different ways. Mm-hmm. Not saying that this person can't do that, but like, it's like maybe you and I love to party together and maybe mm-hmm. one friend you have doesn't, but you call her for certain things. Like each person kind of fills a void.
Absolutely.
And I don't think one person can be your everything. I just really don't believe that. Yes. I believe you'll be with them, mm-hmm. but there'll maybe something they lack in, which is why you need other friendships.
Yes.
You can't have one, you know, friend. You have a million friends. So I just feel like that with men.
Yes. And so the non-monogamy thing is like working great. Do you feel like your bond with him is like a little bit less than in a monogamous relationship or not at all?
No, I think more.
More?
You have to be more trustworthy to have non-monogamy.
Interesting.
Because really in monogamy, all you have is trusting that you're just each other, you know? And when you're non-monogamous, you have to be very secure in mm-hmm. knowing you won't lose that person.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy, especially if I meet someone who's like lit. I'm like telling him about, oh yeah, I ran into this guy. He's like, oh, I know who that is. I'm like, oh yeah. I need to know everything. He doesn't need to know shit.
Oh, really?
He just doesn't want it to be a guy you could ever run into.
I've noticed that with men and women. Men are like, don't fucking tell me. And women do the opposite.
I want to know her name, her Instagram.
What her pussy looks like. What it
everything.
Feels like.
I want to see her nudes. Like, I'm a lot.
Yes.
But I think
it's not in a jealous way.
I don't think it's in a jealous way because I don't feel the jealousy, but I'm so curious. And there may be a little competition there too.
Yes, 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 yes.
Like,
yes.
I'm not going to lie. One girl, I was like, oh, she's a little too pretty. First of all, who the fuck is this? 10.
Yeah.
I hated her. But it's all right.
I fucking hate her too.
And she was like dressing well. And then she had a great job. I was
I'm
like,
fucking
fuck.
Pissed.
I hope she's a bad person.
Yeah. Do people ask you if you're bi all the time?
Yeah.
Because I've had a lot of people like, just in my DMs and shit, like, would you consider yourself bisexual? And I'm thinking to myself, like, no.
Really?
I'll just eat pussy.
You don't think you're
Does
bi?
Does that make me bi if I'm, like, down to, like, eat vagina and have my vagina ate by a girl?
So, yes. But the other thing is, you definitely have it in you. I've even heard you talk about women walking around them.
Yes.
Like, maybe emotionally and romantically you want to be with men, but, like, yeah. It's bisexual, not bi relationship, girl. You look gay.
Okay, so when people ask me that, I have to be like, yes. I don't feel bisexual, though.
But you know what it is? When people ask it, like, sometimes they make it like this
they
thing.
They want to put, like, put the label
box,
on
yeah.
it.
Is it the Kinsley scale or Kinsley scale?
Kinsley.
Kinsley. You just need to know where you're matching up on it. Maybe
on
some days you're just a little more gay.
Yeah.
But if it's not down the middle, like, for example, there's nights where I go out to the club and I'm, like, only looking at men. And then there's times where I'm disgusted by them.
How do you decide, like, how?
I don't know.
It just, like, it's how
it's
you wake up that
scale.
Day.
I really, there's some is a pussy day. And you know what? I when it really sparks up? weirdly enough, it's from tension. Let's say even in this moment right now, right? We can say we have sexual tension. Maybe in a week, I'm like, I need to fuck a girl. I don't know why. And it could have been from that one moment.
Right.
Maybe I need to fulfill something.
Right, right, right.
Those are the moments. Mm-hmm. Those are the moments when I'm needing it. But that's why I love threesomes, because I get both. It's like, I don't even know. Like, just put them both in my face.
If you guys just saw Weezy with the mic, you would be horrified.
It was bad. Like, I'm better than that.
I know. I'm like, I hope you are. Okay, Weezy, I think this has been so fucking amazing. I love catching up with you.
Me too.
We could talk for hours.
I know.
I'm like, no.
We need to do it when you're in my studio, bitch. Please. Oh. Yes. Let me light that video up.
I'm going to. Are you going to make my set super cute?
Yeah, I'll do your set. I can do your video now.
Uh-huh.
For those of you listening, I opened a studio. It's Black-owned podcast studio in Soho. Because, honey,
love that shit.
You know.
Soho.
My partner was like, we should do Brooklyn. And I was like, no.
I remember you telling me, you were like, I will be in Soho and that's it.
Oh, I had to. Mm-hmm. Like, I know how bougie I am.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love it.
And it's getting worse and worse and worse. I cannot wait to check in with you in like a fucking few years. You're gonna be on God. Another
bitch, I'm about
level.
To get canceled for this shit. They're gonna be like, her head blew up. It did. But that's been the most fun. I love helping my friends make their pods.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't been in a studio in so long.
Dude, now that you just fucking said that, like, you're in for a rude awakening, because I'm gonna be like, I need you producing the pod. I need you, like, doing every fucking thing.
Do you know you said that
Sophie
to me the night you met me?
I did.
And you're like, Weezy, just like, because you were asking me for title help and ideas and
yes.
help. You're like, can you just produce it? I was like, I don't really know the other time. But you know what? You require
but for
a full
free,
team.
Though. Yeah. I
no, I'm gonna help you.
That's
like,
that greedy
for sure.
bitch shit.
Once
no,
you-
but I think when I said that at that moment, like, I didn't have a team, and I'm like,
no, I think I was your sixth episode or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you also, like, you didn't know what people wanted from you then. Now you do.
Yes. Oh, things are. I mean, a year. I mean, that was like about a year ago.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, and things are just so different now. So, anyways, holy shit, we could like keep going for fucking a year. Where can they find you, Weezy?
Weezy WTF on Instagram and Twitter. Check out Sex Sells on Fuse every Monday at 11.
I'm
if you
so
don't
excited.
Have Fuse, steal the cable somehow. And listen to Horrible Decisions. I also have another podcast. I feel like you guys all know Horrible Decisions, but called For Fact's Sake. And it's just about random topics. It could be chicken, dick, eggs. I love
I
doing it.
I listened to one and it was so fucking
Which
funny.
Which one was it?
I can't remember, but
they're just
the
so
guy?
Mindless.
What do you do with a guy?
Eddie De La Seppia. Yeah, he's a comedian. I was
he's
a
funny.
Fan of his show for years.
Mm-hmm.
He had a podcast, but now he's my podcast partner. I stole him. I love shit like this. I love mindless podcasts. And I don't mean to diminish my show by saying that, but
mm-hmm.
like shit that's just, you can pick it up whenever.
Yes.
So, like even your show and my show, you need to listen from the start to end.
Yes.
This one you don't.
I love that shit.
Me too.
Yes.
Like I don't have time. I need to clean my house.
Yeah. Okay, guys, and you know where to find me, Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y on all social media. And I will see you next week.
Bye.